John, the enthusiasm from the crowd tonight on the eve of election in Manchester, New Hampshire is absolutely over the top. Listen to the roar of the crowd. They truly believe they are listening to the next president of the United States. He is a rock star. This is a movement unlike Brexit. It's a movement unlike anything we've ever seen in the United States. This is someone who has tapped into an emotional argument in this country. The guy on Main Street is tired of being left behind. People are fed up with the elite establishment. They're fed up with business as usual in Washington. What they're looking for is change, and what they're looking for is someone who will restore economic stability in the United States. They're looking for someone who will absolutely deliver jobs, who will deliver them from Obamacare, who will deliver them from fear of ISIS and other economic and attacks on this country, national attacks on this country. You are looking at an individual who represents everything that's wrong in this country. It says everything that people are thinking and don't say out loud. They are tired of being disenfranchised. They are tired of Washington corruption. They're tired of the DOJ. They're tired of people telling them that they know better than they do. They want a voice, and I think they have found a voice tonight in Donald Trump. Regardless of the outcome tomorrow in this election, what I am seeing is that people have stood up. They feel that they've finally been heard. They feel like their voice is being heard, and they feel like that they're no longer going to sit back and just accept with severe resignation. They're not going to accept that things in this country are never going to change. They have a champion for their feelings. And in my opinion, based on the momentum in this country, especially with what has transpired in the last couple of days in Milwaukee, it has transpired in Nevada, it's transpiring all over this country. I have to tell you, I'm optimistic. I really think people are tired of being told what to do, and I think that regardless of what happens again tomorrow in the election, I think that what we are hearing are people that are serious about taking control of their own lives again and not just being sheep and herded by the government.